Tick, tick, tick. It's almost that day. After how many hours have we talked about what's happening politically this year, last year, the year before that? Let's face it, we're never going to stop talking about it here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. One of my favorite people to have on the show to kick it around with, especially when we talk about politics, is Talk Radio News's Victoria Jones. And Victoria, I mean, this is it. This is do or die. And you see all kinds of scenarios about what about if the electoral votes go this way. The bottom line is it's mathematics, right? And 270 is the promised land.
270 is the promised land. You've got to get there. There are several different paths to getting there. Ohio is a very desirable one, and then there's Virginia and Iowa and Florida and Colorado and all these other different pieces in between. And then, of course, there are the secretaries of state and the ballots and all the shenanigans that go into that.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, and then we see what happened with Sandy, and then the changes there in New Jersey. You can fax or email, get a ballot, and then send it back. They're talking about you can vote anywhere in New York. Do you think ultimately this election is going to be not determined on the 6th or even in the wee hours, that we may have a delay in this?
You know, I hate to say that I've gone backwards and forwards on this. I think if one of the candidates surges over 300, then I think it's decided.
Yeah, so it's still back up to math. Yeah.
Yeah, it's always back up to math. But I think if it's close, then no, we don't know. Particularly since in Ohio, they've got 350,000 provisional ballots, potentially 350,000 people voting if they all show up, which won't get counted until the 17th anyway.
Yeah. So Obama taking no chances had serious celebrity wattage out with him during the day. He had Bruce Springsteen and Jay-Z. Are you kidding me? People would show up just for that. He had huge crowds, didn't he?
Yeah, well, Chris Christie got a phone call with Bruce Springsteen.
And it's his favorite, so how about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. The you know, in looking at the events of Sandy, how much is this being talked about in Washington? Because now a nor'easter is about to slam into that same area.
Oh, it's being talked about in Washington, and it's being talked about in the home districts. I mean, the nor'easter, the fact that as hard as FEMA has tried, we're getting into the second week now, and so people are really starting to suffer. And also the question of, well, is there going to be a bill to try and get extra funds for FEMA? Because some of those lawmakers in those districts want a bill, and there's a bipartisan group of lawmakers, particularly on Long Island, who have already written to the leadership in the House saying we want funds for FEMA.
Yeah. So tomorrow you're going to be, what, smothering the White House? Are you in the kitchen baking cookies, hanging out with Michelle? What are you doing?
I'm going to be in the kitchen baking cookies, and then I will probably head out to the White House after I've voted, because I'm in a surprisingly in Maryland, which is such a boring district state, I'm actually in a district that's been redistricted, and my congressman is a toss-up. I may be able to vote him in or vote him out.
Wow, I love that. That makes it that much more exciting. I always say this. Remember, who was it that said all politics are local, and then we go from there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was Tip O'Neill. I'm not sure. All right, thanks so much, Victoria Jones. Always a pleasure to chat with you.
You too.
All right, this is it, D-Day. The running stops, and then it's about the wait and the vote. Many of you might have done the early voting thing. Perhaps some of you are going on Election Day. In my family, it was always a tradition that we waited and voted on the actual day. In New Jersey and in New York, that's been made a lot tougher for so many people thanks to Sandy. They're trying to make it easier. In New York, it's wide open. Just vote wherever you can vote. The governor there, Andrew Cuomo, said, hey, all the polling places are open to make it less difficult. And in New Jersey, Governor Chris Christie says, go ahead and do the email or fax thing, of course, provided you have a place to do that and some electricity. On this show, throughout the entire show, if you want to weigh in on this, and hopefully we may have a winner, it's nail the electoral vote. Because I keep saying it's all about the numbers. Ultimately, the balloons, the emotion, the name calling, the debates, the money spent, it all comes down to that one thing I just talked about, the number of electoral votes. That's it. Obama has a 24.8% likelihood of winning Florida. Most would say, statistically breaking it down, Romney has a 40.8% chance of snagging Virginia and a 19.9% chance of securing Ohio. What does that mean? It means that Romney needs to sweep at least three big mamajama states to secure the election. Is it impossible? Florida, Ohio, and Virginia. Oh, the possibilities. I was looking at some statistical odds, really, this past, the whole month I've been looking at statistical odds of the electoral vote. And it comes down to this in the different models I've seen. A lot of people are predicting that Obama will win re-election with 303 electoral votes, and that Romney will make a big statement, but just will not have enough. As you heard Victoria say there, if it's 300, then forget about if some of the votes aren't counted, it won't matter. Romney can only be, supposedly, as likely to win the country as he is to win Ohio, if you look at statistics from the past. And I mentioned already, to carry Ohio 19.9%, he can still win the election, but the president is heavily favored as we now have hit the final stretch. What do you say, America? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, if you want to weigh in. Is it statistics be damned, or statistics don't lie, and the prez gets another term? It does come down to the math equation. That's it. That's what it's going to take. And, you know, you think of the election day, and what a long day that is for so many poll workers, and this will be very long in some places. In Ohio, it could be the waiting game. There's been a lot of hype about Ohio from the Republicans and the Democratic inside players. So it might be that the Buckeye State holds us in suspense. On Election Day, we're going to be talking to people in all the major states throughout the show, checking in when things have closed and finding out what's happening with Romney at his headquarters in Boston and what's happening with Obama and his headquarters in Chicago. Because polls close at different times. In Ohio, the polls close at 7:30. The first big fat wave of returns will sweep onto the tote boards probably around 8:30 is when we'll start to see some of those results. Absentee ballots, early votes, about 35% of the statewide total of the 5.8 million. And the Democrats have really been pushing hard in tending that garden in Ohio. Will it pay off or not? Oh, the margins. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 5th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1682.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1724.51, $862.26 for a half ounce, or $431.13 for a quarter ounce. That's $1724.51, $862.26, and $431.13.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Day, and that's right, now it's less than that as we are turning the page and getting closer to the day when many Americans will run out and vote, and then it's all about the counting in the end. Since we talk about polls, we talk about numbers, and that's how I start. And remember, you can weigh in, you can nail the electoral vote. What do you think Obama gets? What do you think Romney gets? And if you win a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field, because that's what they're trying to do, level the playing field. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Romney is supposedly up 3 points in New Hampshire. Romney's trailing in Nevada. There are internal polls, which are very big to the Romney people anyway. And see, whatever side is looking at their own polls, they're gonna poo-poo the other person's results. But the internal polls look at Romney as winning this thing, as becoming the 45th president of the United States. You know, everybody's trying to prognosticate this. It's just like sports. It is, you know. We're down to two. That's it. You got the two horses left in the race. We're down the final stretch. Somebody's going to come across. Is it going to be the incumbent? You know, the heavily, it's certainly weighted in the direction of the incumbent. The internal campaign polling that just was wrapped up Sunday night by the campaign pollster, Neil Newhouse, I was reading about this, has Romney up, like I said, in the state where we started, the primary state, the first primary where we were, America Tonight, New Hampshire, 2 points up in Iowa, dead level in Wisconsin, so deadlocked in Pennsylvania, Romney and Obama, and, you know, all the independent pollsters have come up with a picture that really slides in favor, if we were to add up those numbers, toward the president, then Mitt Romney becoming the next president and unseating Obama. And as I said, time will tell. Is it going to happen for Romney, or is it a punt and that's it? Because certainly Romney's wanted to be president for a long time, and this is the end of the line. There's no way this happens for him next time around. Somebody else jumps into that role on the Republican side. Jeb Bush and some others really, really would like a crack at it, and so it won't be Romney. This was his last stand, his last hurrah, if you will, in an effort to become president. So the time has dwindled and all of the stops. I mean, there's going to be some more last-minute campaigning on the day and then ultimately hanging it up and just waiting and watching to see what the results say and, you know, who ultimately can be declared the winner, probably in the wee hours, which would officially be on Wednesday. And then there's a slew of other things, by the way, that are on a ballot near you. How many campaign commercials are you seeing for state senators or Congress folks? I'll call them Congress folks. House members, really, is what it would technically be statewide. It's kind of the same difference. And then marijuana issues, same-sex marriage issues, and a whole bunch of other things, including sometimes it slips by people. I don't know how, if they're big ones, but bond issues, because, you know, they want you to pay for certain things like arenas. Those can be pretty nasty fights when somebody who owns a team wants the public to kick in somehow for whatever the arena is that they're trying to build or stadium. Now, we don't have any of those this time around, but they certainly, over the years, we've had some big ones in New York and in Texas with the Dallas Cowboys when ultimately Jerry Jones was shopping around and asking for help. And we've seen this with baseball teams. You know, we could go through history and I could tell you almost every single one of the, in modern times especially, arenas or stadiums have been challenged. There's been a lot of blowback and a lot of debating over it. So the president and Mitt Romney ran through a full day, as Ryan was saying, one more day of campaigning through Ohio and other battleground states, because these are the states that definitely hold the keys to victory for whoever ultimately it is. There's no doubt about that. And Romney seemed pretty optimistic, but so did the president. There's not much to read into that. And reading in tea leaves, you wouldn't get much out of that either. Will it be Ohio and Pennsylvania that the president falls apart in, or does he claim Ohio and Pennsylvania? There are 33 Senate seats on the ballot, too. And, boy, there's a lot of people who seem to think now at this point, even in some of these close races, rather, that the Democrats will hold the majority, their majority there. In the House, the Democrats really were hoping to gain some more leverage. There's a 25-seat stranglehold the Republicans have in the House, and I don't think the Democrats are making a dent there. That is GOP all the way. Nothing different is going to change there. So some of the Senate races will be interesting to watch. The presidential race will be a huge thing to see. And I think we're not going to get much movement or excitement out of any of the House races. And in some of the surveys, you know, they do these surveys state by state. Obama, and I'll say this again, has a little bit of an advantage in Nevada, Iowa, and in some of them, Wisconsin. So, see, it just depends on what statistic you're looking at and who took the statistic, an independent poller, the state survey, and, you know, what do you put more weight in, the state survey or the independent poller? Now, there could be a big surge on Election Day, and that may happen in the direction of Mitt Romney, because the push was to have, from the Tea Party grassroots efforts, to really have a big, giant surge on Election Day. More than 30 million absentee or even early ballots, if you will, have been cast, including 3 million in Florida. They have a legal problem in Florida, too. There's a Democratic lawsuit where they're looking for extension of time for the pre-election voting. So good luck with that. In New Jersey, they're delivering voting equipment to emergency shelters so voters who have no place to go, thanks to Sandy, will have a chance to vote, and I think that's terrific. I think anyone that wants to vote should have the opportunity, so good for New Jersey, staying strong, as they're saying. New York trying to make the same thing, kind of arrangements, shuttle buses to help some people that want to get to polling places in areas where they were just smashed and don't have a house or have half of a house or whatever it might be in Staten Island or some other borough. And I think you're going to get a lot of those people that are going to go out and vote. How many of you, raise your hand, are ready for this to be over? I think some people really are ready for this to be over. They're tired of what seems to be a very long campaign season. Does it seem longer than usual to anybody? Does it seem like it's gone on and on and on? I mean, we do this every single time we have a presidential election or other huge things that are up, whether it's seats in Congress or something locally on your own local levels that is pretty big. I mentioned one of the issues is always the whole thing with sports teams and stuff. And I think this year it's just been, I don't know, much more, I don't know if it's been more cantankerous. People are more tuned in. There's more conversation about it than not just in talk radio, but everywhere. Or there's so much at stake because of the frustration starting back when the economy collapsed and the jobs and all the things that we've seen happen with unemployment, that number that's taken a wild turn. So that's probably a part of it. There are people that have just had enough, concerned about taxes, concerned about the deficit, concerned about money being spent on wars. So in the end, what do you see happening here? And like I said, throughout this entire show, you can throw in how many electoral votes. A lot of the things that I said I've seen show the president winning 300 or more electoral votes. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots Only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart Patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The brilliance of George Lucas, even more brilliant, the amount of money that he sold Lucas Films for. We're going to talk about that with Stephen Showhead. He is the author of Hollywood Stories, short entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies, as he joins us each and every week here on America Tonight, one of the best storytellers around. Wow, were you shocked, Stephen, when you heard the amount that Lucas was getting?
No, and it's a totally unrelated reason why. It's because the Dodgers sold for over $2 billion, and after that, nothing shocks me.
Are you a Dodger fan since you're in L.A.?
Yeah, Dodger fan, Laker fan, Bruins fan.
There you go. So, what made him decide to do that? The money, or hey, it was just time, or what?
Well, one of the things he said was that, he was a rebellious guy as a young guy, and one of the underlying themes of Star Wars was that Luke Skywalker was based on Lucas himself, Han Solo was based on Francis Ford Coppola, and The Empire was based on the movie studios, because Lucas had been so resentful that THX 1138 and American Graffiti had been re-edited by the studios that bit, and he at the time said it's like cutting the fingers off my baby. So it was kind of a science fiction allegory about young independent film school guys winning their freedom from the studios, winning their freedom from the empire in the movie. And so Lucas made the observation that I, as the head of the corporation, as the head of Lucasfilm, have become everything that I rebelled against. And so I think he just doesn't want to do it anymore. I also think there were some tax issues coming up for him, and he wanted to avoid that as well. And I think, you know, at the moment at least, I don't think he's interested in making a really, really big production. He says he wants to do personal films now, and they're going to be so personal they probably won't reach the movie theaters. So I think he had a number of different reasons, and obviously $4 billion is nothing to sneeze at. If somebody offers you that for your company, you might be tempted.
Yeah, $4 billion, I think I'd be tempted. Do you think, and you know a lot about George Lucas, when he started the Odyssey, did he believe in, you know, he was a big dreamer, but did he believe the dreams would be this big?
No, I don't think so. You know, I mean, obviously you hope it's going to take off. The really shrewd thing that he did at the time was take 40% of the merchandising, and 20th Century Fox had a few years before had made the movie Dr. Doolittle, and they had a lot of merchandising tie-ins for that. And that movie with Rex Harrison did disappointingly, and they didn't get the big sales out of it. So they didn't think that giving up the merchandising for this questionable movie that none of the other studios in town wanted was really that big of a deal. And I'll tell you, before the movie came out, George Lucas was despondent about a lot of different things. Like he was noticing the stormtroopers and the rebels are very near each other, and they keep shooting and missing. And he said, "Will the audience buy this?" And when they were making the movie in England, Lucas, such a quiet guy, he'd really just tell, his standard line to the actors was faster and more intense. In fact, there was one point he lost his voice, and the crew gave him a chalkboard that said faster and more intense. So they figured he wouldn't have to say anything else. He could just point at what he wanted. And the crew really wasn't that respectful of the project. In fact, whenever there was a scene with Peter Mayhew, Chewbacca, they'd always say, "Bring in the dog. Where's the dog?" And Lucas, and not being that communicative, didn't really tell Peter Mayhew the background of Chewbacca, how Chewbacca had his own type of force and had this connection to plants and everything like that. I mean, Lucas knew that, but he didn't convey that to the actor. I'll tell you, the real unsung hero probably of Star Wars was Alec Guinness. Because Alec Guinness, he treated Lucas with so much respect that not only made the crew treat him with respect, but it also made Harrison Ford and Mark Hamill, who were up to that point kind of goofing off, pay more attention and take, even though they didn't always appreciate Lucas's dialogue, play it with some seriousness and not campy. And that, I think if Alec Guinness wouldn't have been there, it might have been a totally different approach and might not have been, it might not have turned out the way it did.
Yeah. The, you know, Star Wars was right out of the gate so popular, I don't have to sing that song to you. But then there was a break in between, and then the prequels, but they were popular too. People just, it just was a mega hit, right? People couldn't get enough of it.
Yeah, my favorite is The Empire Strikes Back, and you know, I never forgot how fun that was to go to the movie theater, and it, you know, this incident with the crazy guy down in Aurora, Colorado, reminded me of that. But at the beginning of the movie, when 1980, when I saw The Empire Strikes Back, some guy was dressed up like Darth Vader, and he walked in front of the movie screen, and he raised his fist up in the air, and everybody booed, but it was good-natured fun. I mean, you know, we weren't worried about the guy opening fire on the audience. So I mean, it just added to the fun of the movie. And I think the last three movies, They were disappointing for a lot of people, including myself, and a lot of people said that it kind of ruined their childhood. And Lucas was at a different spot. I mean, he had gone through a divorce and after getting the Skywalker Ranch, and whether or not that changed his worldview, it's tough to say. But you know, it's likely that it did, and it was such a somber storyline anyway. Instead of, you know, beating back the Empire, it tells you how this guy became Darth Vader and how he, you know, it's got nowhere to go but down, that whole trilogy. So the interesting thing is that Lucas just 4 years ago gave an interview and said, as far as I'm concerned, the Revenge of the Jedi is the end of the story, but now he's turned over the reins to Disney and producer Kathleen Kennedy, so they're going to go in a different direction, and it could go anyway, and already there's lots of discussions as to who should be the director, whether it should be J.J. Abrams or Joss Whedon. The one thing that's kind of interesting to me is Spielberg's name is not coming up at all. And Spielberg once remarked that Lucas always felt sort of protective about Star Wars, and he wouldn't let me near it. So, a few years back, I think if Lucas didn't want to direct it, Spielberg his name might have come up, but I didn't see a single poster mention him.
Yeah. You're talking about your favorite Return of the Jedi and all that. Empire Strikes Back. Do you think there's an all-time favorite character? I mean, you know, I've done polls on shows before, and I kind of get different results. But do you think there is one all-time favorite character of all the Star Wars?
I think Yoda probably, but I haven't looked at polls that much. I know Alec Guinness. He used to say when he was making The Empire Strikes Back, whenever he didn't want to make sort of a metaphysical speech, he said, "Why don't you let the little green fellow do it?" You know. So I think Yoda was really a really charming character, and I also think Han Solo, Harrison Ford, the way he approached that role and had a lot of funny lines. And the interesting thing is Harrison Ford did not like that character. They didn't know if Harrison Ford was going to come back for the third one, which is why he put him in the carbon freeze in the second one, just in case they didn't get the contract for the third one. And then Harrison Ford, of course, had the funny line where Carrie Fisher says to him, "I love you," and he said, "I know," and he came up with that one himself. So, I mean, to me, that's my far the second movie, but people would have to take a poll and see who's the most favorite one. I know probably the least favorite one is the character Jar Jar Binks in the Phantom Menace. I think he really offended a lot of people. And Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher and Mark Hamill are all apparently open to coming back if there are roles for them in Part 7 in 2015.
Part 7. Stephen Shohead, always a delight to have you on the show. Thanks so much. This is just a great topic, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Yeah, and I got Star Wars stories in the book, Hollywood Stories.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You got great stories. And that whole book, are you kidding? You can read it and miss school and miss work because you get so sucked into the stories. It's true. Stephen, just terrific. Thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it.
All right, we want to tell everybody that, of course, coming up in the next section, more on the election, if you want to weigh in on how many electoral votes you think Obama will get or Romney will get. I've got Bruce, who says he thinks Romney gets 270 exactly. And, you know, the first votes were actually cast in Dixville Notch, New Hampshire. Traditionally, this is always where the first voting on Election Day happens, and always it's a big deal. So maybe you are registered to vote, and you got your cards, and you're heading out to go ahead and do that. How long till we have flat-out online voting across the board? Pretty soon, will it be that we just have our cell phones, our Androids, our iPhones, we hit a button and that's it? Can't be too far away.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off. Or get special pricing on the Gerber suspension multi-tool and the Volcano Stove collapsible cooking combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Of sports to politics. Here we are hitting that final exit in this hour of America tonight. And our Nail the Score game was Dallas and Atlanta. The Falcons are now 8-0. They beat Dallas 19-13. And in case you missed it, nobody nailed the score. Not even close. Nobody was even close on this one. I said Falcons win at 27-14. A lot of you were saying 35-14 was Rick in Illinois and Bill in Missouri 42-20. It didn't turn out to be that kind of game at all. And capping off the week, my crappy Philadelphia Eagles lost again. Stinky, sloppy, ugly play. Andy Reid needs to go. That's where my vote's going. And so New Orleans wins that one 28-13. You knew it was going to be trouble when Michael Vick was the quarterback there. So if I vote right now, my vote goes goodbye, Andy Reid. How many many electoral votes, because it's all about the math, predicting which candidate's going to win the states and who's going to reach 270. That's the magic number. But, of course, how many really clears the board, 300 or more, be easy to call this thing, and it won't be something that will be decided in the later hours on Election Day, swinging into Wednesday. Officially, Election Day has begun in New Hampshire. A lot of people, this is the thing, a lot of people get up early and, boom, they want to be there right away and vote at 7 in the morning or 7:30 when the polls open. And then some people even will do that, and it'll take the rest of the day off. It's just the thing they do, and watch all the election results come in. Just watch them pour in throughout the evening and just chill and ultimately figure out what's happening in their neck of the woods on certain ballot issues and with state senators and whatnot. And then what happens in the presidential year, which is always big. So does Barack Obama get that second term, or is he packing up and moving out? You know, it's a matter of hours when the president moves. They flip the White House. I just saw a special on this. They flip the White House in maybe 8 hours it takes them, or even less. They try to get it done, flip everything out. Whatever they're taking, they have it down to a science. They're out because they got to get ready for that. And it's just like the whole inauguration thing. They have to have things ready to go, because if they're going to have a big, bad inauguration, they got to have the scaffolding in place to do that. So other things that are on ballots across the U.S., four states are voting on whether to allow people and businesses to avoid Obamacare's requirement that, what do you think this is going to be? Individual health mandate, that they buy health insurance for themselves or the people who work for them. The ballot initiatives in Alabama, Florida, and Wyoming would amend state constitutions. Now, Montana's initiative would forbid federal and state government from actually requiring people to buy the health insurance through a penalty, a tax, a fee, that kind of thing. So let's see where that happens. You know, what happens in those election issues there, in those states, what they ultimately decide to do. In Florida, voters are going to decide on a constitutional amendment banning public money for abortions. Groups have formed names, all kinds of different names, like Vote No on 6 or Nick 6. Websites have names like SayYesTo6.com or Amendment 6. The Say Yes to 6 website is funded by Protect Florida Taxpayers and Parental Rights. As you can imagine, Catholics are huge in Florida. There's a lot of Catholic churches and whatnot. So the Catholic churches are mostly funding that, and they've pumped in a lot of money, like close to $200,000 for that kind of a website. That's a lot of money. And then in California, you have Nicholas Pritzker, who is the chairman of the board and chief exec of the Hyatt Development Corporation, who donated $500,000 in support of Proposition 34, which would ban capital punishment in the state. I mean, this is huge there. There's been massive debates over this. He joined a bunch of other wealthy people, including the CEO of Netflix, who also threw in $250,000 to pump this one up. And it's Proposition 34. So sometimes what I think happens, too, with people when they go to vote is they get confused on the amendments and the propositions. And especially when they're seeing things, say no, say yes, they get confused on what they're supposed to do there. Remember, that happened before in California, they think anyway, with gay marriage. And then medical marijuana in Arkansas, they're talking about medical marijuana, and the measure is it would legalize the use of pot for medical purposes. So a 4 vote supports the legislation, the use of medical marijuana, against opposes it. That seems pretty easy to remember that. Here's a big one in California. We bounce back to the Golden State. Prop 30. You know what Prop 30 is? It's a Jerry Brown tax increase, the governor. It would increase personal income tax for 7 years for people who make more than $250,000 a year. They would increase the sales tax by 0.25% for 4 years. So that's the same thing. A yes means you support it. A no means you don't support it. And that's a big one. That's a big one that's being talked about. Another thing that's also hot this year for California is because they're so broke, right? Is income tax, you know, raising the income tax for all income levels for 12 years. For the first four years, 60% of the revenue, the money, would be dedicated to K through 12, 30 to debt reduction, 15 to early childhood programs. After 4 years, that would be 85 of the revenues would go to K through 12 education, 15 to early childhood program. So not only are they voting whether or not there's a tax increase, but then they're voting about how they're going to break it down. And not surprisingly, in Colorado, marijuana legislation is also there. It's the same thing, except for that their measure would amend the state constitution and legalize and regulate the production, possession, and distribution of pot for people aged 21 and older. And some insiders say there is a little bit of a chance that this could pass. So legalizing marijuana, nothing to do with medical marijuana. A yes would support it. A no would crash it. This comes up. In Maine, same-sex marriage. In Maryland, same-sex marriage. They're talking about that. In Minnesota, same-sex marriage. That's big. See, the marijuana thing, the marriage thing, that's big. Washington, same-sex marriage, they're talking about that. So some of you listening to me out there in those nooks and crannies, that's what you're going to be doing. When you go, it's not just about Obama-Romney. It's not about who's going to occupy your state house. Could be a governor. Could be you're also talking about a hot Senate race, just depending on where you're listening to America Tonight. But we'll have all the results for you on our upcoming show. And in some of those hot spots, we have people where if it's close or it drags on, we'll be hearing from them throughout the night. So it's going to be, I think, it's going to be fabulous election coverage. But it's going to be an interesting night to see everything roll in. Are we going to see trickles, or are we going to just boom, see some really definitive things that we can call pretty early and not see this thing get dragged out? I'm voting for it doesn't get dragged out. I don't know about you. Any thoughts on the show, you can send them to me, americatonight.net.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time?
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
To be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.